That was Belvedere with Repetition Rejection, and this is Burnside with The Grind, Volume 5, coming at you on your punkradiocast.com airwaves. I've got some kicking tunes for you today, and if you enjoyed that Belvedere track right off the start, then you're in for a treat, because on this volume of The Grind, I'll be playing an interview for you with Steve Rawls, formerly from Belvedere, now playing in a little band that they like to call This Is a Standoff. I caught up with those guys in Paris, France last month amidst their European tour. I interrupted their pre-show dinner that night, did a little bit of an interview, and I'll be playing that for you in just a bit. Originally, I was also planning to bring you an interview with the Volvo driving soccer moms themselves, Everclear, when they were playing here in my neck of the woods, Northern Alberta, but there were some scheduling conflicts, so that is a no-go. Instead, let's get to some more music before the This Is a Standoff interview. This is a Standoff. Silvio, On the Grind with Burnside. Everyone, welcome back to The Grind with Burnside. We are sitting here, we're standing here on a boat, actually, on the River Seine in Paris, with Steve Rawls from This Is a Standoff. How's it going?
Very good. I'm happy to be on a boat.
Now, you were mentioning before, the pizza just arrived, and you guys keep getting stiffed on the pizza.
Well, I wouldn't say stiff, but just I find it very weird that every time we play a show, the food arrives 10 minutes before we get on to play. And then when we finish the show, it's gone, and we're sad. So all we do is eat baguettes and cheese and ham and more cheese.
That's pretty much all that we have lived on. It's not such a bad life, but kind of gets old after a little while. Now, you guys, you've been on tour for a little while here in Europe. Mm-hmm. How many days left do you have?
We've got six more after today. We've been over here for almost 3 weeks.
And where did you start?
started in Holland. We did we flew in Amsterdam. We did a show in Belgium the first day. We've got 24 shows in 24 days, and so it's pretty busy. So we did Holland, Belgium. We did five shows with Mad Caddies in Germany, and then we went down to Italy and did some shows, Spain, and we're just working our way back up through France, back to Amsterdam to fly home.
Now, this is a standoff, it's sort of a conglomeration of a couple different Canadian bands. Care to divulge on that?
Yeah, Graham and I, once Belvedere was finished, we decided that we would still like to play and do some touring. So, found my good friend John from 40 Cent Fix, and we found that we were pretty good at writing stuff together. We seemed to get along quite well. And then Corey, a local buddy of ours, jumped in on bass, and here we are. Thought we'd do some touring in Europe first to kick it off.
And how has it been going so far?
It's been really good, actually. It's you don't really know what to expect. You know, you kind of you finish your last band and you have, you think, well, okay, that's it. You know, and then you start it up and hope for the best. But it's been great. And I mean, there's been people at every show wearing Belvedere shirts, which is always cool. And but very supportive and very excited about the new band too. So it's been awesome.
So you mentioned there's a lot of support from former Belvedere fans. You guys were called one of the hardest working Calgary punk bands ever. Do you plan on keeping that sort of tradition going here with the new group?
I'd like to call us the hardest working leisure band right now. Yeah, you know, touring for 9 months of the year could be fun, but I think for now we'll probably just do a few months of the year, and we all have our jobs and homes and lives and stuff. But I still have enough in me to want to get out there and tour.
We've just been joined by Corey Tapp.
Corey Tapp, Mr. Cronenberg himself.
Yes, I'm sporting the vitamin K here in beautiful Paris, France.
I'm over here with my family, and we ended up renting a vehicle, and we have a GPS thing, so we can just kind of punch that in. And that's probably the best invention that I've really had to deal with over here. But have you guys had problems finding the venues? Personally, we around for probably, I'd say, a better half of today trying to find this place. Now, we didn't really look it up that well, but we didn't expect it to be a boat.
It's been up and down. Like, it's weird. Like, our merchandise guy, he's from France, and yet we found the hardest places to find was the French shows. Go figure. But then he speaks Spanish, so he's been...
Fluently.
Fluently. And so he's been very helpful in Spain. Italy, we just get to a phone and call someone and go, find us. And they do. Today actually was pretty good. These guys, I fell asleep, and these guys were the locators, and they found it pretty quick.
That's a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah.
You were mentioning before you played with Mad Caddies, and tonight you're playing with Big D and the Kids Table.
Yes, also P.O. Box and Fregolo. There's a whole bunch of bands that are playing tonight, which is really nice.
Now, have you been sort of making friends with these bands, or been friends with them from the Belvedere days?
Yeah, I've met a lot of these bands before, and you know, give a little hug here, a little kiss on the cheek here. You know, just a little how are you guys doing? Good to see you. Oh yeah, we're making friends.
Any terrible experiences so far on this tour?
We've had a sickness that's passed through. I don't know what it is. We like to call it the black lung. It's not really a cold. It's not really the flu. It's just cough.
Yeah. I think it very well could be contributed to the amount of cigarette smoke that the Europeans enjoy here.
Yeah, there's a lot of cigarettes over here. Now, you guys were playing in Amsterdam a little bit earlier.
We flew into Amsterdam. We didn't play. We played Boxmeer, though. We played Holland, but not Amsterdam. Unfortunately, Amsterdam is a lot of fun.
But we will be playing pretty close to Amsterdam here on our final leg of the tour.
So far, what has been the best venue, best place?
This boat's pretty cool, I got to say. I don't know. There's a few shows that were really good. The Madrid show was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a show in Munster with Mad Caddies that we played. It was a big skate park. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Each venue's kind of got its own flavor to it. So that's why probably one of the reasons I like touring over here so much, because it's not your typical bar or community center. It's like a boat, someone's backyard, a car. No, not a car. I'm waiting for that, though.
You have a couple big day festivals. You've played one already, is that correct? And you've got another one coming up?
Yeah, we have a few. We did the Barcelona with Voodoo Glow Skulls, and that was really good. And yeah, we've got another one up in Belgium, and I think that's maybe two up in Belgium. Yeah. We just go every day. Where are we going today? Oh, there.
Yeah.
It's one big giant field trip.
Yeah, well, there's no days off, so it's just sort of like this never-ending saga of Groundhog Days, but it's good.
We were wondering, did you bring your own equipment? How does that work? How does the dragging all that stuff work?
I had this place in Rotterdam that we've rented from before. We rent the gear and the van, so it's a lot easier. We bring our guitars and then like snare, drum, and cymbals and stuff that's really necessary and personal, and then just rent the other stuff here. So it's a lot easier, and it's probably cheaper than flying stuff over. So
yeah, most definitely. Now, you started this off, you mentioned with the tour. What's after that? You've got a record coming up here?
Yeah, as soon as we go home, we record a CD, our first one, and that should be out in September, and you'll probably see us in Canada sometime very shortly after that.
Touring extensively?
Touring extensively.
Do you guys get a break?
Leisurely.
Leisurely.
Extensively leisurely.
Anything you're looking forward to here?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight I'm looking forward to rock and roll and Steve from Big D pointing pizza at me and making eating faces. See, yeah. See, there's the hug. There's the touch. That's what I was talking about.
How's it going?
Good to see you guys again.
Very excited. We got you guys food.
Oh, this guy, see?
Always looking out, hey? Yeah. That's true friendship right there.
Oh, okay, cool. We can eat up here?
Since the food is here, we should probably wrap this up and let you get back to
Yeah, we should probably play sometime soon, I guess. I think right after these guys. But yeah, thanks for joining us in Europe.
That was Better Than All of Us by This Is a Standoff. Now, if you're a fan of them, make sure you check out their website, www.thisisastandoff.com, or their MySpace page, and keep a lookout for that new recording coming from them in the future. If you're looking for a way to kill some brain cells, maybe kill some time hanging around with your friends, let me recommend a drinking game for you. If you get yourself a copy of this very volume of The Grind, Volume 5, I'm pretty sure that if you took a shot of liquor or perhaps a swig of beer every time you heard This Is a Standoff, you would be good and drunk, and maybe give that a shot if you're really bored and have nothing better to do. Otherwise, you're gonna have to listen to me talk about that concert in Paris with This Is a Standoff and Big D and the Kids Table. I have to say that ranks up there probably in one of my probably the best concert that I've been to in a long time. Awesome bands, great performance. Lots of energy from Big D and the Kids Table. Solidness from This Is a Standoff. The fact that it was held in the hull of a boat in a river going through Paris just, you know, ranked that right up there for me. Pretty freaking awesome is all I have to say. Once again, thanks to those guys for their time and for helping me and my brother get into that show for free. It helped us spend some more money on some merchandise and some booze. So thank you for supporting my habits. I really appreciate that. Coming up next, in honor of Big D and the Kids Table, I'm going to be playing a track from them. This is Souped Up Vinyl on the Grind, punkradiocast.com. Coming up for you in the next couple of months here on The Grind, I will be catching up with the Mad Caddies and the Real Mackenzies as they tour Canada with the St. Catharines. That tour is starting off on the 14th of July in Victoria, and they're making their way across this beautiful country of ours, ending up on the 4th of August in Halifax, Nova Scotia, with about 16 dates in between. I'll be hitting up one of those on the prairies. And so I'll be bringing some stuff from that to you, and along with whatever else I can get my hands on. Let's rock some Mad Caddies for you here to wrap up The Grind Volume 5. This is Mad Caddies with Macho Nachos.
Forces swept you away. The leaves were changing as the tree was rearranged and the season is swallowed by day. You want everything, all that remains in your eyes, have been closed for so long. We try to make it break, what am I gonna take? Sometimes we'll come when you are wrong. Lost in the new day is falling, I see the trouble in your eyes. That you will fall, well that could all, it's not a surprise. Don't you know? And the promise is broken, a wave of illusion, dismay. You want everything, right there it makes in your will, has been gone for so long. We try to make it break, what am I giving? Take the right turn, I weigh in the wrong. But since the new day is falling, I see the trouble in your eyes. The dream will fall, right back clear. See the trouble in your eyes. The tree will fall.